This is a recording of Your Camden magazine, October 2007. This recording is being made by the transcription service of the DRT from a magazine provided by Camden Council. Track 1 includes this introduction, the front page, and the contents page. Your Camden, your free monthly magazine from Camden Council, camden.gov.uk, October 2007. Adopt and give a child a happy home. A Camden parent tells their story. Inside, recycling newsletter, budget plans, what's on? Inside the front cover, is your child in school today? Poor attendance equals poor prospects. Missing school equals missing out. Education Welfare Service 020-7974-7162, camden.gov.uk/schools-attendance. Paper. You can recycle more than you think. Recycling in Camden is easy. To find out more, telephone 020-7974-6914. Email recycling@camden.gov.uk, camden.gov.uk/recycling. Page 3. Inside. A Borough of Opportunity. Page 4. News. Area Forum Dates. Youth Council. Inside Justice Week. 6. Community News. Patient Involvement Forums. 9. Feature. Juliana shares her experience of adopting in Camden. 10. Feature. 2006-07 in review. 13. Your Views. Camden's Budget. How would you spend it? 15. Young Camden, looking back at the Camden Summer University. 17. Working Together, remember the firework code. 18. Recycling Newsletter, Regis Road, Battery Recycling, Give and Take Event. 21. Housing News, Repairs Service, Drawing Competition. 22. Feature, Help Shape the Future of Camden. 25. Councillors' Surgeries, find out where you can see your ward councillor. 29. Sport Camden, learn to scuba dive. 30. What's on? Out and about in Camden. Win Eurostar tickets. Your Camden is free to all residents and provides you with information about our services. Published by the communications team, London Borough of Camden. Editorial 020-7974-6021. Distribution 020-7974-5973. Advertising 020-7974-5573. Write free of charge to Free Post, Your Camden, or email yourcamden@camden.gov.uk. Costs 13 pence per copy for design, print and distribution. Cover, Spencer King. Distribution from the 8th of October 2007. Next issue out the 10th of November 2007. Download a podcast of Your Camden from camden.gov.uk/yourcamden. You can receive a copy of Your Camden in large print or on audio tape by phoning 020-7974-6021. Printed on paper manufactured from virgin pulp, produced from sustainable managed forests. This is the end of track 1. Track 2, page 4, news. Spark up, age up. Since the 1st of October 2007, the age of consent for bad breath, orange fingertips and yellow teeth has gone up to 18. It is now illegal for shops to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 18, an increase from 16 in England. This includes rolling papers as well as cigarettes, cigars and rolling tobacco. Staff in shops will be asking all customers who look under 21 for an accredited proof of age card or other valid form of ID. This change in the law is to help prevent children and young people from starting smoking and all the serious health dangers that go with it. Keep your eyes peeled for the flyers and posters in youth clubs. And whatever your age, free stop smoking support is available through Camden Stop Smoking Service on 0800 1070401. You can find out more about the changes from trading standards on 020-7974-6767. Celebrating parents affecting decisions. There is a new way for parents to have a say on decisions affecting them or their children. The parent council is for all fathers, mothers and carers who have children aged up to 19 or up to 25 if your child has learning difficulties or a disability. You can also come along as a representative from your child's school, children's centre or any other Camden-based parent group. The meetings will be relaxed, informal and led by parents and carers. So if you want to get information and give views on important issues, get involved. You can influence council decisions, meet other parents and carers, receive free training. If you want to find out more about our parent council, you can come along to the Celebrating Parents event at Haverstock School from 1 to 5pm on the 20th of October. We want as many parents and carers as possible to get involved. You can get involved as much or as little as you want, and you don't have to attend every meeting. The first meeting will be in November, and they will then be held every 2 months at a central location. You can claim your transport costs, and a free creche and lunch will be provided. You can sign up at the Celebrating Parents event or by contacting Barbara Ludlow on 0207 974 8137 or parentcouncil@camden.gov.uk. Area forums, new dates announced. The first round of area forum meetings are underway. They are your chance to influence the decisions that affect where you live. Each meeting will set its own agenda. If there is something down your street you want to change, from the position of a bus stop to antisocial behaviour, the meetings offer a great opportunity to get your voice heard. Anyone who lives, works or studies in Camden can attend any forum. Just turn up on the day, call 020 7974 2068 or email area.forums@camden.gov.uk to register. If you have any access requirements, please let us know in advance. We will try to get the necessary help for you to attend. Meetings have already been held in Fortune Green, West Hampstead and Swiss Cottage. The next four are Kilburn Area Forum, Thursday the 11th of October, 7pm for 7:30 to 9pm. Abbey Community Centre, 222C, Belsize Road, NW6, 4DJ. Camden Town with Primrose Hill Area Forum, Thursday the 25th of October, 7pm for 7:30 to 9:30pm. Trinity United Reformed Church, Buck Street, NW3, 8NJ. Haverstock Area Forum, Thursday the 1st of November, 6:30pm for 7 to 9pm. The Salvation Army, 10 to 16 Haverstock Hill, Chalk Farm, NW3, 2BL. Frognall and Fitzjohn's and Hampstead Town Area Forum, Tuesday the 6th of November, 6:30pm for 7 to 9pm. The Royal School, Hampstead, 65 Rosslyn Hill, NW3, 5UD. Youth Council, budding young politicians will soon be able to get some hands-on experience of how local government works with Camden's first Youth Council. Planning is well underway for the first Youth Council, which is due to meet in early 2008. The idea is to provide a forum for all young people in Camden to get their views known. And the structure of the Youth Council is set to mirror the way decisions are taken in the town hall, giving young people a more credible voice. A core group of young people have been working on the outline of how the Youth Council will operate since January. They've been busy holding monthly meetings and developing links with the council and other agencies, including all youth groups in the borough. Five areas of Camden, Highgate, Gospel Oak, Central Camden, Kilburn and South Camden, are developing youth forums in preparation for elections to the Youth Council. On Thursday, the 8th of November, there is a chance for everyone to have a say on the proposals at the Our Young Camden event at the Camden Centre. See Young Camden on page 15 for details. This will be followed by elections for the wider Youth Council in January before the first meeting of the Youth Council, expected in February 2008. The co-leaders of the Council will also go forward as the Camden member and representative for the United Kingdom Youth Parliament. You can find out more about the Youth Council at camden.gov.uk/young or by calling 020 7974 8078. Improving health in Camden. There are lots of important health issues facing Camden, For instance, more deaths are caused in the borough by heart disease than the national average, and within the borough there can be large differences in health between different groups. Camden Primary Care Trust, PCT, is responsible for improving the health of everyone in the borough, and over the next few months they will be developing their plans for the future of healthcare in Camden. The leaflet enclosed with this issue of Your Camden is your chance to have a say on the future of healthcare in Camden. Just fill it in and send it off to the free post address on the leaflet's back page. You can also find this information online at camdenpct.nhs.uk or contact the Patient Advice and Liaison Service at the PCT on 020 7530 3186, PALS, P-A-L-S, at camdenpct.nhs.uk or text line 020 7530 3186 if you need another copy. End of track 2. Track 3, page 6, Community News. Get your voice heard on healthcare. Patient and Public Involvement, PPI, forums are your way to voice concerns and monitor and influence decisions made on a variety of healthcare services in your community. These include GPs, dentists, pharmacies, hospitals, and mental health services. Being a volunteer can be rewarding and might give you some useful insight into the NHS both locally and nationally. Being a volunteer can be rewarding and might give you some useful insight into the NHS both locally and nationally. These are just some of the opportunities our members get. Listening to patients and voluntary groups, meeting with MPs, trust decision makers and professionals, training induction and paid expenses, inspecting healthcare premises. There are different forums covering primary care, mental health and social care in Camden. You can have your say on individual hospitals too, including UCLH, the Royal Free, Great Ormond Street, the Tavistock and Portman Hospitals. You can find out more or volunteer by calling 0845 120 4305, email forumsupport.inhouse9@cppih.org or go to cppih.org. Find out how justice is done. The criminal justice system can be confusing for all those involved, whether as a defendant, witness or victim. Many people do not understand how or why offenders receive the sentences given. As part of Inside Justice Week, Camden and Islington Councils are running a joint programme of events to help explain the system. On the 9th of November, young people will take part in mock trials at Camden Town Hall, playing the role of defence and prosecution, as well as judge and jury. Law students will help them with the cases featuring knife crime and antisocial behaviour. An art-based project around these themes will be displayed at Camden Town Hall and Highbury Corner Magistrates Court. Highbury Corner Magistrates Court will hold an open day from 10 a.m. on Saturday the 10th of November. As well as viewing young people's artwork, residents can take part in workshops, tour the custody suite and prison vans, and explore a courtroom. Mock trials with magistrates and a district judge will give residents the chance to see the trial process and ask questions. There will also be stalls offering advice about housing, safety and the criminal justice system. You could find out more by contacting William McGarvey on 020 7506 3207 or email witnessservice@islingtonvictimsupport.co.uk. Easier access to care. Camden residents will get better help more simply and quickly when a new social care information and advice service for adults opens this month. The new service means you only have to call one number to get clear information and advice on care services. There is information on all the help available in Camden, including that provided by community groups. The new service is available on 020 7974 4000 and opens on the 29th of October. If you prefer to discuss your needs in person, you can arrange to visit the service, which is based at 79 Camden Road, NW1. Enterprising Camden. Eurostar will bring thousands of European tourists and trade opportunities directly into King's Cross from Wednesday, the 14th of November. To help Camden's businesses take advantage and be more competitive, we have organised a week of free events in everything from language and cultural skills to cutting costs. The events are part of Enterprise Week, a national celebration encouraging people to turn their enterprising ideas into reality. The aim is to see new business startups, social enterprises, and enterprising employees. The seminars and workshops will be held from the 12th to the 18th of November. You can find out more by calling our Business Initiatives team on 020-7074-6019, visit camden.gov.uk/enterpriseweek2007 or email ibic@camden.gov.uk. Handy numbers. Need to contact the council but not sure who to call? Our Handy Guide to Services in Camden, published this summer, is an A to Z listing of council, health and police services. Visit camden.gov.uk/ATOZ to see the guide or pick up a copy from your local library. But each month we'll be running through the A to Z of services, this month starting with A. Abandoned vehicles. 020-7974-6914, camden.gov.uk/clean streets. Accessible transport, 020-7974-2415/2436. Text link, 020-7974-6866, camden.gov.uk/ATS. Accident and emergency, Royal Free Hospital, 020-7794-0500, University College Hospital, 08451-555-000. Adoption. See page 9 for full story. 08000-281-436, camden.gov.uk/adoption. Adult learning courses. 020-7974-5974, daylight.camden.gov.uk. Air quality, 020-7974-2090, camden.gov.uk/environment. Alarm services, brackets care line, 020-7974-1491/1492. Text link, 020-7974-6866, camden.gov.uk/care line. Arts, 020-7974-1647, camden.gov.uk/arts. If you aren't sure which number to call, you can call customer services on 020-7974-4444, text link 020-7974-6866, or visit camden.gov.uk. Page 8 features translations in Somali and Bengali. End of track 3. Track 4, page 9, feature adoption in Camden. Give a child a secure and happy home. Lots of myths about adoption still persist. Here we talk to Camden adopter Giuliana to get the facts. Children in Camden come from a wide range of ethnic backgrounds. We want children to have the chance to grow up in a family that closely reflects their birth family. That's why we particularly need to hear from Black African, African Caribbean and mixed heritage families and individuals who want to adopt. Giuliana tells us about her experience of adopting in Camden. When did you start considering adoption? I was 30 when I started thinking about adoption. By then, I realised my standards for a partner were getting higher, while the likelihood of meeting the right person was getting lower. By 35, I was feeling broody. I saw 40 as a landmark age. Two cards were on the table, adopting or buying a flat. I could only afford to do one, so I chose to adopt through Camden. How did you find the adoption process? It took 10 months to get to the adoption panel stage, and at times it felt quite detailed and intrusive. But it allowed time to build a good relationship with the social worker. When she represented me on the panel, she had a true understanding of where I was coming from. Getting a placement took another year, and I did get impatient. But the reward of my beautiful girl was more than I had dared to hope for. How would you describe your life after adopting? My daughter gives meaning to my life. I have given her something priceless, the chance to enjoy a happy family life, and she's given me joy and openness of spirit, which makes me smile just to behold her. Would you encourage others to look into adopting through Camden? Adoptive parents experience the same anxieties as birth parents, but if you have the love to give a child a secure, happy home, what could be more important? More info. National Adoption Week runs from the 5th to the 11th of November 2007. Prospective adopters can find out more at the Emirates Stadium on Thursday the 8th of November at 6 p.m. You can find out more on this and other open events. Please call 0800 281 436, click on camden.gov.uk/adoption, or email adoption@camden.gov.uk. Adoption facts. You don't have to be under 40. You can be single. You can be lesbian, gay or straight. You don't need to live in Camden. End of track 4. Track 5, page 10, feature. The year in review. For the first time, we have published an annual report which looks back at how we performed in 2006/07. The annual report looks at how we performed against the commitments and priorities set out in our corporate plan. It also includes a summary of accounts which gives an overview of our investment and spend. Here are some of the major events and achievements for the council and the borough throughout the year. April, library refurbishment completed. Kilburn Library opened at a new site on Kilburn High Road following a £1.5 million investment. The new facilities include a children's library, learning centre and youth centre. You can find out more about libraries at camden.gov.uk/libraries. May, new councillors elected. Local elections saw 28 new councillors elected to the council. The election saw a significant increase in voter turnout, up to 37.6% from 28.5% in 2002, following our Use Your Vote campaign. You can find out who your local councillor is on pages 25 to 28. June, tackling antisocial behaviour. We launched a controlled drinking zone for the borough, which gave police the power to take away alcohol from people drinking on the streets anywhere in Camden. We also started a review of our approach to antisocial behaviour. This finished early in 2007 and included recommendations to make us more effective in nipping problem behaviour in the bud. You can find out more at camdensafe.org. July, keeping council tax down. We announced a freeze on our share of council tax for 2007/08 and launched our cost control programme, Better and Cheaper. This is designed to save money by developing more efficient processes, like changing the way we buy things and making better use of our staff. Find out more about Better and Cheaper at camden.gov.uk/better-and-cheaper. August. Building schools for the future. We learned that schools would benefit from a £200 million investment programme in secondary and special schools throughout the government's Building Schools for the Future BSF programme. You can tell us what you think of our BSF plans at camden.gov.uk/BSF. The current stage of the consultation is open until the 2nd of November. September, a fairer deal on parking. Clamping came to an end for all but the worst offenders. Since then, people making a simple mistake have not been clamped, but anyone caught persistently breaking the rules still can be. You can find out more about parking at camden.gov.uk/parking. October, working to make business greener. The Better Climate for Camden scheme launched, providing businesses with free, tailored advice on how they can help protect the environment. You can find out more about how we can all help the environment at camden.gov.uk/green. November, redeveloping King's Cross. The King's Cross development was given the final go-ahead. 25,000 jobs will be created by the scheme and 1,700 homes built. You can find out more about the King's Cross development at camden.gov.uk/King's Cross. December, exceptional people in Camden. Camden's heroes were honoured in the second Exceptional People in Camden, EPICs, awards. The EPICs recognise residents whose exceptional efforts have improved life in their community. You can find out more about the EPICs at camden.gov.uk/EPICS. January, involving young people. Young people's involvement in decision-making and their local community was strengthened at the Camden Youth Council Conference. You can find out more about the Youth Council at camden.gov.uk/young. February, a vision for Camden. We launched Camden Together, our community strategy, outlining our vision for Camden as a borough of opportunity. Camden Together was the product of our first civic forum. This happened in late 2006 and brought together Camden's residents, business and public services to offer their views on the strategy. You can see Camden Together at camdentogether.gov.uk. March, extra care homes. Our first extra care sheltered housing scheme for older people opened at Mora Burnett House in Swiss Cottage. The 35 new flats provide homes to frail older tenants who need support, enabling them to remain independent whilst providing access to 24-hour care. You can find out more at camden.gov.uk/older people. More info. You can read the annual report in full at camden.gov.uk/annual report. End of track 5. Track 6, page 13, your views. How would you spend it? We have started our budget consultation for 2008/09 and want to know what you think about how council tax and financial resources are allocated. Around £246 million will be spent on our services in 2008/09, of which £95 million is expected to come from council tax. Your council tax helps pay for over 200 services, including recycling and rubbish collections, libraries, leisure facilities, roads and pavements, social services. As part of our budget consultation, we would like you to give us your views on where money is spent on services. We are also talking to local business, voluntary organisations and community groups. Your views will be fed into the decision-making process for next year's budget and considered by our executive in December. Please complete the following questionnaire, cut it out, pop it in an envelope and send to Strategy and Projects, Free Post LON 2084, Room 305, Town Hall, London, WC1H 9BR, by the 3rd of November. 1. Which services have you or other members of your household used or benefited from in the last 12 months? Please tick all that apply. Council housing, activities for teenagers, housing benefit service, leisure and sports facilities, council tax, libraries, planning services, social services for children and families, parking services, social services for adults, street lighting, social services for older people, repair of roads or pavements, recycling facilities, parks and open spaces, initiatives to promote and protect the environment, nursery education, waste disposal, primary education, refuse collection, secondary education, street cleaning, adult education / evening classes, museums, galleries, theatres and concert halls, other. Please state. 2. What do you think about the amount you currently pay for council tax? Please tick one box only. It is far too much. It is about right. It is too much. It is not enough. Don't know. 3. When making decisions about spending plans over the next 3 years, which, if any, of the following would you prefer we did? Please tick one box only. Maintain current levels of service, even if it means an increase in council tax. Improve levels of service, even if it means a greater increase in council tax. Reduce levels of service to keep any increase in council tax to a minimum. No increase in council tax, but cut in levels of service. None of these? Don't know. 4. We have made a commitment to increase council tax bills by no more than the rate of inflation over the next 3 years. In view of this, what would you consider to be an acceptable annual increase in your council tax bill? Please tick one box only. 0% or no increase. Less than 1% or no more than £25 increase on a Band D property. 1-2% or £25-50 increase on a Band D property. 2-3% or £50-75 increase on a Band D property. 3-4% or £75-100 increase on a Band D property. More than 4%, £100 plus increase on Band D property. Don't know. 5. Where do you think the council should increase spending on services and where should it reduce spending? Please tick 5 boxes to spend more and 5 boxes to spend less. Council housing, housing benefit service, council tax, planning services, parking services, street lighting, repair of roads or pavements, parks and open spaces, nursery education, primary education, secondary education, adult education stroke evening classes, activities for teenagers, leisure and sports facilities, libraries, social services for children and families, social services for adults, social services for older people, recycling facilities, initiatives to promote and protect the environment, waste disposal, refuse collection, street cleaning, museums, galleries, theatres and concert halls, don't know. To what extent, if at all, do you agree or disagree with the following statements about us? For each priority, please circle one box only. 1. Strongly agree. 2. Tend to agree. 3. Neither agree nor disagree. 4. Tend to disagree. 5. Strongly disagree. 6. Don't know. It is efficient and well run. Provides good value for money for the council tax I pay. Is doing things more efficiently now than it was a year ago. Is doing a better job now than a year ago. 6. Is there anything else you think the council should consider when setting the budget? You can let us know by sending back an extra page with this form. To be completed, name, address, phone, email. End of track 6. Track 7, page 15, Young Camden. Wow, what a summer! Over the 6 weeks of summer, 700 of you took part in the Camden Summer University. So what was it like? The staff. Sandra Guerrero, Camden Summer University Administrator. What a summer it has been. You guys certainly know how to get the most of your summer, taking up everything from motorcycle skills, fashion design, filmmaking, tennis, photography, and a host of dance and singing courses, to name but a few. We hosted over 8 different dance classes, from the ever-popular street dance, Bus a Move, to contemporary dance and Siroc, Modern Jive. One of the most widely acclaimed courses this year was a new one, Popping and Boogaloo. It shows just how enthusiastic young Londoners are to explore new dance. Other new courses that got your creative juices running and obtained praise from you were Summer Rowing, Fashion Design, Radio Project and African Rhythms. The student, Esther Sobergun, 15. I enrolled on a 5-day photography course. I chose this course because I wanted to do something fun and acquire a new skill. Throughout the week, we focused on different aspects of photography and what it takes to be a good photographer. I liked this course because the teacher was really good and he helped us try out what we learnt. I was also given the option of doing an arts award based on the photography course. I thought it was a brilliant idea because not only was I doing something I was interested in, I was also getting an award for it. You will meet great people and learn fantastic things at the same time. Well worth it. Summer University Showcase. All our dance, singing and drama courses came together for a one-day spectacular, the Camden Summer University CSU Showcase, held at the Embassy Theatre at the Central School of Speech and Drama. The premiere showcase was a huge success and drew praise from everyone who was there. And Swiss Cottage Gallery at Swiss Cottage Library hosted a two-week exhibition of the work of the young artists from CSU. Students from the arts and fashion courses got the chance to show their artwork, pottery and clothes. Our Young Camden event, Thursday the 8th of November, 4 to 7 p.m, the Camden Centre. This is your chance to join a celebration of the achievements of young people from across the borough. You can also have your say on Camden's first democratic youth structure, the Youth Council, and vote for Camden's Young Executive Committee. You can find out more by calling Jill Manton on 020-7974-8078 or email jill.manton@camden.gov.uk. End of track 7. Track 8, page 17, Working Together. Police, Fire, Health, Voluntary, Education. Follow the Firework Code. Guy Fawkes Night is on the way. Firework displays can be enjoyable for many residents, but using fireworks in a dangerous or antisocial way isn't fun for anyone. The London Fire Brigade's advice is to see fireworks at properly organised public display. But if you are planning to light fireworks, you can stay safe by following these tips. Only buy fireworks marked with British Standard Kite Mark BS7114. Keep fireworks in a closed box. Follow the instructions on each firework. Light them at arm's length using a taper and stand well back. Never go back to them once they are lit. Even if it hasn't gone off, it could still explode. Never throw fireworks and never put them in your pocket. Never put fireworks on a bonfire. Sparklers should also be used with care. Michael Key from London Fire Brigade said, light sparklers one at a time and wear gloves to do this. Do not give them to children under 5. When the sparkler goes out, don't touch it as it could still burn you. There are also laws to protect people from antisocial use of fireworks. On the 5th of November, a firework display can continue until midnight. On other special occasions like New Year, Diwali and Chinese New Year, fireworks can be set off until 1 a.m. But at other times, it is against the law to set off fireworks between 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. People who break this curfew can be fined. It is also an offence to throw or set off fireworks in any public place. Anyone found guilty could be fined up to £5,000. Shops are not allowed to sell fireworks to anyone under the age of 18, and our trading standards team will be making test purchases at shops in the borough to make sure they aren't selling fireworks illegally. Contact information. If you are concerned about people letting off or throwing fireworks in your area, call Camden Police on 020 7404 1212. In an emergency, call 999. You can contact Trading Standards on 0845 404 0506 or get more safety tips from london-fire.gov.uk. This is the end of Track 8. Track 9, page 18. Recycling update. Recycling development complete. Regis Road Centre in Kentish Town is the number one place to recycle and reuse your waste in Camden. Now Regis Road has been refurbished. It's even easier to do your recycling there. A new layout with improved signage and a one-way system has been put in place to make it easier to find your way around. And the improved facilities mean for the first time you can recycle materials like rubble and Tetra Pak-style paper food and drink cartons. If you have any unwanted hard plastics like garden furniture or small electrical items, these can be recycled at Regis Road too. For a full list of materials accepted at the centre, visit camden.gov.uk/recycling, or better still, why not pop in and visit us? Regis Road Recycling and Reuse Centre is open from 8 a.m. to 3:45 p.m. every day. Batteries. What happens next? Household batteries are collected from our network of 45 on-street sites and Regis Road Recycling Centre and taken to a sorting facility in the West Midlands. The batteries are sorted into the various chemistries with batteries of the same type stored until enough have been gathered to make a cost-effective shipment to the recycler of that particular battery type. Batteries contain a range of metals which can be reused. There are well-established methods for the recycling of most batteries containing lead, nickel cadmium, nickel hydride, and mercury. Using rechargeable batteries is a great option as they reduce the number requiring disposal, but 80% of them contain nickel cadmium, a known human carcinogen, and therefore also need to be recycled safely. Recycle your beverage cartons on street. You have been telling us that you would like more ways to recycle your beverage cartons, so we have started trials offering the service at several on-street recycling sites in the borough. Dedicated containers for paper-based beverage cartons have been added at the following sites: Regis Road Recycling and Reuse Centre, NW5 3EW, Kentish Town Road outside Sainsbury's, NW19LJ, Brunswick Square, WC1N1AX, BP Garage, 213-5 Haverstock Hill, NW34QN, West End Lane, opposite Fire Station, Russell Square, WC1B, Morrison's Superstore off Chalk Farm Road. All food and drink beverage cartons can be recycled in the containers which are marked up with an orange sticker. For the time being, it isn't possible to recycle paper-based drinks cartons in your green box or bag or at any of the other on-street sites in the borough. The plastic bag menace. Each week in the UK, 150 million plastic bags are used and thrown away. Sending this amount to landfill is unsustainable. You can make a difference by reusing the bags you already have and making use of long-lasting jute or cotton bags. Give a little, take a little. Do you have items that you no longer want but are just too good to throw away? Would you like to give someone the opportunity to reuse these goods and stop them being binned? Well then, come along to our next Give and Take event in Somers Town Community Centre, 150 Olleston Street, NW1 1EE, on Saturday the 27th of October, 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Give and take events are a great way to stop useful items going to landfill, so bring along what you have and let it find another home. You can find out more about all the recycling services mentioned on these pages by calling 020 7974 6914 or by visiting camden.gov.uk/recycling. This is the end of Track 9. Track 10, page 21, Housing News. Changing repairs. Our repairs service faces increasing demand and financial pressure, mainly due to the deteriorating condition of our homes. Quite simply, a kitchen or bathroom that hasn't had any money spent on it in 30 years needs more repair than a new one. Our repair service already handles about 20,000 calls a month, and this figure is increasing. This is why we are changing our repairs policy to meet this workload. Unfortunately, this means we can't help with all of the things we did previously, but the service will better meet the needs of those who need extra help. During September, we sent a new repairs handbook to all tenants. If you missed yours, you can download a copy from camden.gov.uk/housing. This handbook explains the changes and how they affect you. The changes will apply from the 1st of November and include a clear definition of vulnerability, so anyone who needs help due to things like disabilities can be prioritised. Clarification about which repairs need to be paid for by tenants and how much it costs. A facility to pay by credit and debit card will be available. Working more closely with contractors to increase appointment slots. We will no longer replace things like lavatory seats or bath plugs unless they are old and it's due to wear and tear. Picture your home. Are you 14 or under? Do you live in a Camden Council house or flat? then enter our art competition and you could win a prize. Here's what to do. Send us a picture you've done of your home. It can be paint, crayon, felt pen, collage, or a photograph, whatever you like. Tell us, what do you like best about your home? How would you make your home better? Then just give it to the people at your local district housing office or send it in with the form printed on our website at camden.gov.uk/housing to Free Post NW413/10. Michelle Christensen, Bidborough House, 20 Mapledon Place, London, WC1H 9BF. This competition is part of our consultation on investing in Camden's homes. The closing date is the 1st of December 2007. End of track 10. Track 11, page 22, feature. Help shape the Camden of the future. Camden's growing population brings its own challenges. We want your views on how to manage them in the years ahead. As more people live in the borough, the pressure to provide housing, employment and community facilities increases. Today, 227,500 people live in Camden, and this is predicted to rise by 15% over the next 20 years. If we had another 30,000 residents in the future, how would we strike the balance between meeting their needs and protecting the quality of places, spaces and the environment around us? This month we launch a major consultation that poses these questions and more. Our findings will help create Camden's local development framework, setting out our overall planning strategy up to 2025. By taking part, you will have a very real opportunity to shape how Camden develops. Adapting to our growing population. If we need to build new houses and facilities, where should we do it? We could concentrate growth in town centres and areas close to good public transport. But what are the pros and cons? Pros. People will have good access to shops, services and public transport. New developments can provide new facilities like doctor's surgeries and community halls for existing and new residents. It takes the pressure off developing other parts of the borough, such as heritage and conservation areas. Cons could put local services that are already stretched under more pressure. Too much new development in one area could make it feel very busy and crowded. More development in specific locations could create more traffic congestion. Or we could try and spread the growth equally across the borough. Pros spreads out the impact of large developments. Local services are less likely to be swamped. Creates new housing in all parts of the borough. Cons. The character of an area might change even if the development is a small one. Developments further away from transport links could create more reliance on cars and more congestion. Smaller scale developments may not provide as many new services or open space as larger ones. The pressure for new housing. One option is to take land currently used for employment purposes, such as a factory or industrial unit, and turn it into housing. But what are the pros and cons? Pros. Increases the amount of housing available. Makes the area feel lived in around the clock, 7 days a week. Reduces the number of commercial vehicles, such as lorries, in the area. Cons. Fewer premises for businesses to operate from. Loss of local jobs. Residents have to travel further to get useful services, e.g. car servicing. Why are we doing the consultation? Government have introduced a new planning system for all local authorities. This new approach looks beyond deciding what areas of land should be used for and takes in broader social issues like employment, health and crime levels. The new system requires us to develop a set of planning documents called a Local Development Framework. It is informed by and builds on the community strategy that we consulted on in 2006. The consultation helps us to address the first stage of the process, considering the issues and options. The issues on these pages are just some of the huge range of issues. How to take part? The public consultation will be from the 15th of October to the 23rd of November. Visit our website at camden.gov.uk/LDF. Join our mailing list by emailing us lfd@camden.gov.uk. Area forums where discussions will take place, see page 4 for dates. Or write to us at London Borough of Camden, Policy and Information Forward Planning Service, Free Post NAT 15037, London WC1H 8BR. End of track 11. Track 12, page 25, Councillors' Surgeries. Councillors' Surgery Details. Your ward councillors hold surgeries where you can go along with questions or local problems. For further information, contact Member Services on 020 7974 2792. Not sure which ward you live in? See the handy map on page 28. Bell size, Chris Basson, Liberal Democrat, 020 7974 6391. Arthur Graves, Liberal Democrat, 020 7272 8579. Alexis Rowell, Liberal Democrat, 020 7586 7043/0771 253 6078. First Monday of each month, Belsize Library, Antrim Road, 5:30 to 7 p.m. Fourth Sunday of each month, St Mary's Church, Christina Room, Primrose Hill Road, 12 to 1 p.m. Arthur Graves, Hampstead Old Town Hall, Haverstock Hill, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. by appointment only. Bloomsbury, Penny Abraham, Labour, 020 7284 9853. Fazlul Chowdhury, Labour, 020 7255 2763. Every Friday, Marchmont Community Centre, Marchmont Street, 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. First stroke third Friday of each month, Fitzrovia Neighbourhood Association, 39 Tottenham Street, 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Rebecca Hossack, Conservative, 020 7580 2061. First Wednesday of each month, Marchmont Community Centre, 62 Marchmont Street, 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. Last Friday of each month, Fitzrovia Neighbourhood Centre, 39 Tottenham Street, 6 to 7 p.m. Camden Town with Primrose Hill, Libby Campbell, Liberal Democrat, 07917 093 941. Chris Naylor, Liberal Democrat, 020 7974 1411. First Saturday of each month, Primrose Hill Community Centre, 29 Hopkinson's Place, off Fitzroy Road, 10 to 11 a.m. Second Saturday of each month, Castlehaven Community Centre, 21 Castlehaven Road, 10 to 11 a.m. Third Friday of each month, St Martin's Community Centre, Carroll Street, 6 to 7 p.m. Fourth Friday of each month, Salvation Army Centre, 10 to 16 Haverstock Hill, 6 to 7 p.m. This surgery is run jointly with Haverstock Liberal Democrats. Patricia Callahan, Labour, 020 7722 1699/07854 817 314. First Friday of each month, Castlehaven Community Centre, 21 Castlehaven Road, 1 to 2 p.m. Salvation Army Centre, 10 to 16 Haverstock Hill, 7 to 8 p.m. First Friday of each month, Pirate Castle, Oval Road, 6 to 7 p.m. First Saturday of each month, St Martin's Community Centre, Carroll Street, 11 to 12 noon. Second Friday of each month, Castlehaven Community Centre, 21 Castlehaven Road, 6 to 7 p.m. Third Friday of each month, Primrose Hill Community Centre, Hopkinson's Place, off Fitzroy Road, 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Cantelows, Paul Braithwaite, Liberal Democrat, 020 7916 2896. Fred Carver, Liberal Democrat, 020 7974 1986. Ben Rawlings, Liberal Democrat, 07823 533 415. First Saturday of each month, 100 St Pancras Way, London, 10 to 11 a.m. Second Saturday of each month, Maiden Lane Community Centre, 156 St Paul's Crescent, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Third Wednesday of each month, London Irish Centre, 52 Camden Square, 7 to 8 p.m. Fourth Saturday of each month, Vadney Bish House, 33 to 43 Caversham Road, 10 to 11 a.m. Fortune Green, Flick Ray, Liberal Democrat, 02074316753. Jane Shopflin, Liberal Democrat, 02072722775. Russell Eagling, Liberal Democrat, 02074356231. Alternative Saturdays, West Hampstead Community Centre, 62 Mill Lane. Phone 02077949034, 10 to 11 a.m. Last Saturday of each month, West End Sidings Community Centre, under 5 unit, 150 Brassey Road, 10 to 11 a.m. Alternative Fridays, Hampstead District Housing Office, 156 West End Lane, 6 to 7 p.m. Last Saturday of each month, Templar House Tenants Hall, Shoot Up Hill, 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Frognall and Fitzjohn's, Martin Davis Conservative, 07909-894-105. Dawn Somper, Conservative, 02077943420. Andrew Meneer, Conservative, 07917-839-068. First stroke third Monday of each month, Henderson Court, 102 Fitzjohn's Avenue, Prince Arthur Road entrance, 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. The above surgery will be jointly run with Hampstead Town Conservatives. Second Saturday of each month, Holy Trinity Church, Finchley Road, 10 to 11 a.m. First to third Saturday of each month, Queen's Crescent Community Centre, 45 Ashdown Crescent, 10 to 11 a.m. Gospel Oak, Lulu Mitchell, Conservative, 02074850723, Chris Philp, Conservative, 02079746391, Keith Sedgwick, Conservative, 02074289936, Second stroke fourth Monday of each month, Royal Free Recreation Club, Fleet Road, 8 to 9 p.m. Haverstock, Syed Hock, Labour, 07758353639. Second Saturday of each month, Queen's Crescent Community Centre, 45 Ashdown Crescent, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. First stroke third Sunday of each month, Maitland Park Tenants Hall, 100 Maitland Park Villas, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Second stroke fourth Friday of each month, Charlie Ratchford Resource Centre, Belmont Street, 6 to 7 p.m. Jill Fraser, Liberal Democrat, 02072678075. Matt Saunders, Liberal Democrat, 02072677847, stroke 07601659972. Second Friday of each month, Denton Tenants Hall, Denton Tower, Malden Crescent, 6 to 7 p.m. Third Friday of each month, Maitland Park Gym, 6 to 7 p.m. Fourth Friday of each month, Salvation Army Centre, 10 to 16 Haverstock Hill, 6 to 7 p.m. The above surgery is run jointly with Camden Town with Primrose Hill Liberal Democrats. Please note that the following surgery is for senior citizens only. First Tuesday of each month, the Charlie Ratchford Resource Centre, Belmont Street, 12 to 1 p.m. Highgate, Paul Barton Conservative, 02074826047. Councillor Barton is available to meet constituents by appointment. Maya D'Souza Green, 02079741986. Third Saturday of each month, Highgate Literary and Scientific Institution, 11 South Grove, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Third Friday of each month, Highgate Newtown Community Centre, 25 Bertram Street, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Adrian Oliver Green, 02079741986. First Monday of each month, Holly Lodge Community Centre, 30 Makepeace Avenue, 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Councillor Oliver will not be holding surgeries in November. Holborn and Covent Garden, Julian Fulbrook, Labour, 02074052753. Sue Vincent, Labour, 02074369776. Brian Woodrow, Labour, 02074230052. Last Friday of each month, Dragon Hall, Stukeley Street off Drury Lane, 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. First stroke third Friday of the month, Bedford House Community Centre, 35 Emerald Street off Lambs Conduit Street, 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Ketchish Town, Omar Farouk Ansari, Liberal Democrat, 020-7482-7326. Philip Thompson, Liberal Democrat, 020-7424-9764. Ralph Scott, Liberal Democrat, 07951-572-065. First Saturday of each month, Ingest Community Centre, Ingest Road, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Second Friday of each month, Kentish Town Community Centre, Busby Centre, 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Third Saturday of each month, Kelly Street Congregational Church, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Kilburn, David Abrahams, Liberal Democrat, 020-7624-5535. Janet Grauberg, Liberal Democrat, 020-7625-4086. James King, Liberal Democrat, 07971-025-214. First Friday of each month, Kingsgate Community Centre, 107 Kingsgate Road, 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Fourth Saturday of each month, Kingsgate Community Centre, 107 Kingsgate Road, 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Second stroke fourth Saturday of each month, Abbey Community Centre, 10 to 11 a.m. Second Saturday of each month, Tenants Hall, Rowley Way, 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Third Friday of each month, Tenants Hall, Rowley Way, 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. King's Cross, Abdul High, Labour, 07939-727935. Githinka Jayatilaka, Labour, 020-7974-6391. Jonathan Simpson, Labour, 07968-537-320. Second stroke fourth Friday of each month, Camden Town Hall, Judd Street, 6 to 7 p.m. First stroke third Saturday of each month, Sidmouth Mews, Tenants Hall, Sidmouth Street, 2 to 3 p.m. Third Tuesday of each month, Marchmont Street Community Centre, 62 Marchmont Street, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. This surgery is for senior citizens only. Regent's Park, Nassim Ali, Labour, 020-7974-3111. Theo Blackwell, Labour, 020-7485-5827. Heather Johnson, Labour, 020-7974-3111. First Saturday of each month, Crandale Centre, Evershalt Street, 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Second stroke fourth Friday of each month, Dick Collins Hall, Red Hill Street, 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Third Friday of each month, Crandale Centre, Evershalt Street, 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. St Pancras and Somers Town, Roger Robinson, Labour, 020-8340-9604. Nurul Islam, Labour, 020-7485-1658. Anna Stewart, Labour, 020-7974-1986. First Friday of each month, Somers Town Community Centre, 150 Osselston Street, 6 to 7 p.m. Second stroke fourth Friday of each month, Crandale Centre, Evershalt Street, 6 to 7 p.m. Third Friday of each month, Community Room, Lulworth, Agar Grove Estate, Agar Grove, 6 to 7 p.m. Fourth Friday of each month, St Pancras Community Centre, Camden Street, 10 to 11 a.m. Swiss Cottage, Roger Freeman, Conservative, 020-8348-7626. Andrew Marshall, Conservative, 020-7974-1979. Don Williams, Conservative, 020-7372-8328. First Monday of each month, Crossfield Centre, 8, Fairhazel Gardens, 7 to 8 p.m. Third Saturday of each month, Swiss Cottage Community Centre, 19 Winchester Road, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. West Hampstead, Duncan Greenland, Liberal Democrat, 020-7974-1986. Keith Moffat, Liberal Democrat, 020-7974-5707. John Bryant, Liberal Democrat, 020-7372-9795. Alternate Saturdays, West Hampstead Community Centre, 60 to 62 Mill Lane, NW6, 10 to 11 a.m. Monthly, Saturday, 19 Wedgwood Walk, Lymington Road. Telephone 020-7794-4918 for details. 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Alternative Fridays, Hampstead District Housing Office, 156 West End Lane, NW6, 6 to 7 p.m. Find your ward with our online postcode search. Go to camden.gov.uk/mycamden. End of Track 12. Track 13, page 29, Sport Camden. Dive in. Camden might not have the Great Barrier Reef, but it does have a great place to start learning to dive, the Oasis Leisure Centre. Would you like to swim with dolphins and whales, dive on the Great Barrier Reef, or explore mysterious sunken wrecks? You can take your first step towards becoming a scuba diver at the amazing undersea world of Camden's Oasis Leisure Centre. Hoban's Sub Aqua Club is a friendly bunch of diving enthusiasts who meet every Wednesday for scuba diving lessons in the Oasis swimming pool. Beginners are welcome. Anyone can try out diving in the safety of the pool accompanied by an instructor. Dry dives are an increasingly popular way for people to experience what it's like to breathe underwater before deciding whether to take a learn-to-dive course. Sue Sutherland, who coordinates the Try Dives for the Hoban Club, explains the attraction. She said, "It's a fun experience and most people are amazed at how easily they take to it. Pretty much everybody can dive. Our members are a truly cosmopolitan bunch. There are equal numbers of men and women, and our youngest member is 19, while the oldest is over 70. To learn to dive, you should be over 18, but there's no upper age limit. People are asked to complete a medical form before using sub-aqua equipment. Most physical disabilities will not prevent you from scuba diving. If you enjoy your try dive, the next step is to take your scuba diving qualification. Learning to dive consists of a session in the pool for 8 weeks to learn practical scuba diving skills, as well as a series of lectures. Your qualification will enable you to go diving all over the world. The Dive Club runs regular trips to great dive spots in the UK and abroad. Hoban Dive Club is a branch of the British Sub Aqua Club and is also twinned with a dive club in Mauritius and one from Dahab on the Red Sea. More info. You can find out more by calling the Try Dive hotline on 07982275064. Visit hobandiver.co.uk or text LONDIVE to 60333. Quiz question, just for fun. Question: what does SCUBA stand for? Answer: self-contained underwater breathing apparatus. End of track 13. Track 14, page 30, what's on? Exhibition: see the ancient terracotta figures of the Chinese Qin Dynasty at the British Museum. Black History Month: mark the 200th anniversary of Parliament passing the bill to abolish the slave trade. There are discussions, films, poetry, performance and talks in libraries, cinemas and museums across the borough. Most events are free or low cost and cater for many different tastes and interests. Various locations: camden.gov.uk/Black History Month, 020-7974-1647. Theatre: BBC Electric Proms, the 24th to the 28th of October. More than 80 artists have been confirmed for the 2007 Electric Proms, including Mark Ronson and Kaiser Chiefs, who will be playing the Roundhouse. These unique collaborative performances will also be beamed direct from Camden for broadcast on the BBC. bbc.co.uk/electricproms, 020-7424-9991. The Roundhouse, Chalk Farm Road, NW1, 8EH. Music: Siobhan Hapaska, until the 25th of November. Siobhan Hapaska shows new work at Camden Arts Centre for her first solo exhibition in the UK since her acclaimed show at the ICA in 1995. Hapaska's colourful, grand-scale, installation-like sculptures combine both natural and manufactured materials. CamdenArtsCentre.org, 020-7472-5500. Camden Arts Centre, Arkwright Road, London, NW3, 6DG. Art. October Spotlight, The First Emperor, China's Terracotta Army. This is an incredible chance to see in Camden the terracotta soldiers from what could be the most famous archaeological site in the world. The majority of the 120 objects loaned come from the tomb of Qin Chuangdi, the first emperor of the Qin dynasty, a tomb complex which is unparalleled in terms of its extent and magnificence. The site was discovered by villagers in 1974, and excavation has been ongoing at the site since that date. The exhibition will feature around a dozen complete terracotta warrior figures of different ranks, an extraordinary feat of mass production. Each figure was given an individual personality, although they were not intended to be portraits. Displayed alongside these iconic figures will be examples of significant recent finds which have very rarely been seen outside of China. Since 1998, figures of terracotta acrobats, bureaucrats, musicians, and bronze birds have been discovered on site, designed to administer to or entertain the emperor in his afterlife. Tickets can be booked online at thebritishmuseum.ac.uk/first emperor or by calling the box office on 020 7323 8181. The exhibition runs until April 2008. Bloomsbury Festival 2007 until the 23rd of October. The fantastic programme of events offers everything from theatre to music, dance, food and bookstalls. There is also an exhibition on the history of Marchmont Street at Holborn Library. Everything is produced in the area or relates directly to it, and most events are free. Various locations in Bloomsbury. Bloomsburyfestival.org 020 7242 0114. Dance. Highlights from camden.gov.uk/whatson. Marylebone Birdwatching Society. Monthly talks and weekly walks. Call 020 7722 2965 for details. Rhyme time at Camden Town Library. Songs, stories and playtime for under fours. Every Tuesday, 11 to 11.30am during term time. 020 7974 1563. The Glowworms Annual Ceilidh. The English Folk Dance and Song Society host an energetic English dance for young adults. Saturday, the 10th of November 2007. Cecil Sharp House, 0207 485 2206. Register your event for free at camden.gov.uk/whatson. Competition. Win Eurostar tickets to Paris. Europe is getting closer and closer to Camden. Once the Eurostar terminal moves to St Pancras International on Wednesday the 14th of November, it will only take 2 hours and 15 minutes to reach Paris. And this month you can win a pair of return tickets to the French capital. To win, just answer this easy question. How long will the journey from St Pancras to Paris take? A. 2 hours 15 minutes. B. 5 minutes. C. 6 weeks. Just send your answer, marked Eurostar Competition, to Free Post, York Camden. Competition open to Camden residents only. One entry per household. Tickets are subject to availability and must be booked within 1 year of being notified of the prize. Reservations, stroke information, Eurostar.com or 08705 186 186. Area forums help make Camden a better place. Work with your councillors to solve problems. What would you like to change? What matters to you about your area? Just turn up or register at camden.gov.uk/area forums and help make Camden a borough of opportunity. For more information, phone 020 7974 2608 or 020 7974 2621, 24-hour voicemail. Email area.forums@camden.gov.uk or visit camden.gov.uk/area forums. This is the end of track 14 and the end of the recording. Thank you.